May the Lord's words and requests touch your hearts. Amen. Well, I've been really seeking the Lord with greater commitment lately. And of course, finding out that the enemy has tried to separate us from the Lord by causing boredom or distraction or feeding us lies like he doesn't hear your prayers, things like that. Those things have been in the way. Lies. All lies. So we've been breaking through those crusty lies and getting closer and closer to the Lord, knowing that the assignment on the community was to separate us from prayer. We've been working harder at it and praying for the witches as well, that they would be converted. So one way to handle these distractions is to offer them to the Lord for the conversion of a Satanist. So that every time you're interrupted or something is thrown in to interrupt you in prayer, you offer that inconvenience lovingly for the conversion of the Satanists. The enemy wants us to get frustrated or angry. But instead of doing that, we need to love our enemies and offer the things they throw at us for their conversion, so they'll come to know the Lord and to love him. So the Lord right away wanted to address my reticence to hear and see him. And he said, "It's me. Silly girl, why did you run? You wanted to be with me, but I couldn't get your attention. We are here now, and it is me, Claire. I am here for you and the community. Be still and know that I am God. Stop ducking your head. I have nothing against you. All has been forgiven." Shall I say it again? All has been forgiven, my love. Over and done with. And as long as you maintain that obedience, you are chosen to go in the rapture. Well, I pondered that for a moment, and of course I wanted to know how soon. And he answered me, "Soon enough, just enough time for you to prove your love and fidelity to me. Please do not backslide, and they will try again to get you to fall. But you know better now and are better equipped to resist. The prospects of being left behind are a very good incentive for you and for all not to fall again. My people, my brides, I am not a harsh taskmaster, but I do want to see your love in action by proving your obedience to me." Isn't that what the Lord says in the scriptures? If you love me, you will obey me, and I will come to you and make myself known to you. I will live with you. He wants to live with all of us and be in communication with us all the time. That's his joy. So I said, "Jesus, truly, what is on your holy heart in this moment?" He answered me, "If you really want to know, really want to know, I can't wait to bring you home to the place I have prepared for us. But I cannot until my Father gives the signal. In the meantime, my feelings are quite mixed between the terrible things going on and having you by my side. But my heart is consoled that you care about what I care about, that you pray for people, and you pray for these situations. And now I want you to bring in all who will come. I want you to make an all-out effort to reach those who feel they do not deserve to be saved from what is coming. I want you to help them repent. Rather than making it shameful, make it desirable. In this way, the embarrassment is taken out of it. And when he said that, he's not saying that we need to repent publicly, although I try to do that, just so nobody thinks anything more of me than what I'm really like. But yeah, it's not that it has to be public. It's between you and God, he continued. It is time for them to begin to repent. They must face the wrong things they have done and ask me to forgive them. This is where the power to conquer those terrible bondages comes from. Tell them from me. And here he put in quotes what he wanted you to hear. Jesus said, I understand that you're caught in a web and feel powerless to get out. I have watched you struggle. I have heard you pray and cry out. And my heart aches for you. But until you come to me and confess your wrongdoing, I must wait. We both know all that you have done. We were both there when you did it. But I'm telling you now, I don't care about your past. I am in it for your future, and a glorious future it can still be. You have no idea of the gifts that are locked up inside of you. Neither do you know what I am willing to supply you with in addition to those gifts. I have nothing but good planned for you. But the first step is with you, and it's repentance. Say this to me. Lord, I have sinned and done bad things that hurt me and hurt others. I know you are God and that you died on the cross to pay for those sins. I know that you rose again from the dead and are here with me now, listening to my confession. I am sorry. Please forgive me and give me the strength to stop sinning. I give you my life. Come into my heart and make me a new person. Please heal my heart and mind from all wounds and evil and fill me with your love, strength, and wisdom. Help me to break free and walk in the new life you give me. I confess that I know you will never abandon me or give up on me. Help me to be yours until the day you take me. Help me to know that you love me and never again turn my back on you. Amen. He continued, there is much need for repentance now, much need. Now is the time. Especially, you need to know that when you confess and are truly sorry, I forgive you, and you get a new chance. No matter how many times you fall, I will always continue to love and forgive you. No matter how much shame you feel, I will still forgive you and want you to come to me. I want to put this terrible life you have had completely in the past. Your friends who have died and are with me now are praying for you every day. Some pray even every minute so that you can overcome this bondage. You have never been loved the way I love you. My love does not look at your condition. It looks at you, the very precious soul I created, and I want you here with me for eternity. Satan, in his jealousy, wants you in hell with him, where the fires are eternally punishing and burning. The last thing he wants is for you to get close to me. He has told you many lies about me, but I am telling you the one truth you need. I love you. I want you with me in heaven, and nothing can stop that as long as you hold on to me and believe that I am for you. And I just want to make the remark here that that's going to be Satan's approach to you, is to tell you that you're not loved and that he doesn't forgive you and that you're too bad, that there's no hope. That's the way he's going to come against you. Jesus continued, Satan wants you to think that we are equals. I've heard that one before. Oh, Jesus is my brother. Yeah, that is a lie. He is a fallen angel who was kicked out of heaven because he was jealous of my love for humankind. So he chose to rebel and make himself a god. But he is nothing but a fallen angel that despises you and me and will make up all kinds of stories to convince you that I am bad. You can know for sure that they are lies, because he does not have the truth in him. And he and his demons are forever lying and teaching you to lie. That's how you know that he's a liar. What I promise you, I will do. It may take many efforts on your part, but I am in it for the long run. My reward is to have you in heaven with me, where I have already prepared a place for you. Ask me to see this place, and I will show it to you. Be sensitive when you see a place you really love. Wow, I wish I could live there. When you feel that, be sensitive to that, and consider that I'm deliberately showing that to you, because you have a place just like that in heaven, and it's all yours. Do not fear repercussions from the coven or Satan. I will protect you. My angels will surround you, because you are mine after you give yourself to me. And no matter how many times you mess up, you are still mine. And I'm proud of you for getting back up and coming to me. Always come to me right away, because Satan will try to convince you that you've really lost it now because you fell. But rest assured, he is the liar I told you he was. His problem is that he cannot return to me. He hates me and would rather rot in hell than repent for his foolishness. Because of that, he wants to take you with him and steal you from me. I fight for you, and I will fight for you. I have fought for you, and I will never stop wanting you here with me. I have already begun your home in heaven, and I am coming for you soon.